Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Empire.
Hello and welcome to my podcast. Do me a favor, subscribe to the John Kime Report wherever you get your podcast. You watch it on YouTube, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. You can find us there as part of Empire Media. That's A-M-P-I-R-E. Always much appreciated when you tune in. And don't forget, you can read my work on ESPN.com. I'll be having updates after every pick during the draft, starting tonight with the second overall pick. And by the way, in a minute, I'm going to be joined by former Washington Redskin corner and Hall of Famer, Daryl Green, because he's having his number retired. It is about time. Long overdue. But I'm going to talk to Daryl about that, what it means for him. Asked him about Josh Harris, Dan Quinn, has some good things to say. So stick around for that. Anyway, congratulations to all of us for making it to this point with our brains still intact. I think mine is a little bit hazy at this point, I would say, because it's been a very long process and it can be a tiring one. And I can't imagine what it feels like for the people who have to make the pick. Anyway, congrats to all of us. Finally ends tonight. I will, as a reminder, I'm going to be having a podcast shortly after they make their second pick and whoever it is, and I'll get to that in a second, but I'll have one up later tonight and I'll be having podcasts throughout the weekend and wrap-ups, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So look for all that stuff. And also on ESPN.com, analysis after every pick. Now let's get to the couple quick things. This is as important a draft as they've had in a long time. And they have a chance to get guys at premium positions, which is huge. They have a chance to get their quarterback of the future. They have a chance to get their left tackle of the future. They have a chance to get an edge rusher, possibly. They have a chance to get a cornerback. So you're talking about got four or filling a spot at four premium positions. That's huge. And if they hit, if you can get two of those guys to really hit, now you're in good shape. Two, couple guys, maybe three. You know, if you get three starters out of that, those first six picks, that's really, really good. And you can not only set yourself up just with the roster, but even then it helps you with your salary cap, because now you'd have guys at premium spots on rookie salaries for four, or in the second picks, in the number two pick, and for 5 years, or if they trade up into the first round to get another tackle there. So they have a chance to really help themselves by getting this draft right. No pressure, Adam Peters, just get it all right. Anyway, so let's start with that second pick. And as I told you, if you saw our NFL Nation mock draft, if you didn't see that, I posted my little thing on Instagram as well as on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it. You can go there and check it out. But, and if you heard my podcast yesterday, you heard the beat writer reporters were pretty much unanimous that it was going to be Jaden Daniels. And it actually surprised me. The unanimity surprised me. I really didn't expect that. And sometimes I know like people get all bent out of shape if people like Jaden Daniels for some reason, or if more people like him. Well, guess what? More people in the league like him over Drake May or JJ McCarthy. Because again, do not assume that the choice is between Jaden Daniels and Drake May. But what I will say is that the signs and signals all point to Jaden Daniels. And does that mean for sure it's going to be him? No, because nobody in power has told me for sure it's Jaden Daniels. So until you know that, you don't know it. Now you can put things together. You can hear things and put those things together and logically come to a conclusion that it's Jaden Daniels. But just like you, I'm going to be sitting there wondering when they make the pick, is it really going to be Jaden Daniels? Now, again, I do think it will be, but think is different than know. And what I would say is I feel pretty good thinking that, but again, nobody in power for sure has told me that it's Jaden Daniels. And what I've learned as a reporter, if you're not getting it from them, you don't got it. So there you go. But again, so there you go. I'm also going to not sit here and make a big deal out of anything that comes out about whether does Jaden Daniels want to play here or not. Well, first of all, who cares? He doesn't have a choice if they pick him. But secondly, I've never heard that he did. In fact, someone last week after all the fiasco and the overblown fiasco was like, absolutely he would play there. He may have a preference for somewhere else. That's natural. I wanted to work in Chicago when I came out of college. I ended up in Washington and I haven't left. So, kind of get over that. I mean, he has ties to Antonio Pierce. Okay. The Raiders have no shot to go get him unless he somehow fell to, out of the top five or something like that. And I don't see that happening. And so, what I was told by someone else close to him is, the two places that they liked for Daniels was Washington and Minnesota because the coaching staffs. So, again, if the kid has a preference, that's human. It's okay. It doesn't mean he doesn't want to play here. And, I think you take the best player. You don't get your egos bruised because that's absolutely the number one place I want to go. It doesn't matter what the number one place is. Do you think Caleb Williams really wants to go to Chicago as his number one pick? But he's the number one, he doesn't have a choice. You go where you go and then you make it work. And then everything comes down to how does the organization help you? Anyways, so don't get bent out of shape about all that stuff. I think that just has become an overblown story. Also, I also know during his visit that he talked to, when he was interviewed by Quinn and by Adam Peters, that he did ask him, why did you guys bring all four in? But it was a matter of fact thing. It wasn't upset. And the answer seemed to satisfy him according to what you hear. And so you move on anyway. So let's move on. Is there a possible curveball here? Yeah, possibly. Cause again, until you hear for sure from one of those guys who are making the decision, you don't know. And by the way, yes, Josh Harris will be there. Josh Harris said months and months and months ago that he would be there. He's just not making the decision, but he should be in the room. He's the freaking owner. And this is a big draft. So anyway, but yeah, like I said, if it's not Jaden, then if somebody told me it's not going to be Jaden Daniels, who do you think it is? I think it would be JJ McCarthy. But again, that's a think, not a no. And, is it possible that you'd be wrong on that? Well, yeah, because nobody in power has told me that. It's just what you piece together. So anyway, and there's reason to like all three. I can make a case for all three being good picks and make it sell. It's just that I think they're going to contribute in different ways at different times, and that's okay. Anyway, so just two more things before I get to my conversation with Daryl Green. One, Paul Woody was, if you guys remember Paul Woody, anybody who's been a longtime Washington fan, was a beat reporter for the Richmond Times-Dispatch and was a columnist for the Richmond Times-Dispatch, covered this franchise for 40 years, was inducted into the Virginia Sports Hall of Fame the other night. Well-deserved honor. Paul is as good a person as I know, and I learned a ton from him about how do you earn the respect of an organization? And I think Paul had as much respect from this organization as anybody, not because he wrote softball stories, but because of the way he conducted his business. He never made it personal and he knew how to ask questions in the right way. And I learned a ton from him. I was a young reporter when I came on here. Paul was one of the first ones to really kind of help me, as was Jim Ducibella. Those guys were really big helps and I'll always be grateful for them. And I learned a ton from both of them. And I feel like I was able to develop in this role in part because of people like that. So they're not the only ones, but those two are both in the Virginia Sports Hall of Fame now. And I was very, very fortunate to start my career alongside such good people and reporters. All right, now, last part, Daryl Green. When I talked to Daryl on this, you're going to hear a point where we couldn't remember how many numbers have been retired. Well, it's five. And I felt like an idiot when I was done because the guy I forgot was Sonny Jurgensen. So it's Bobby Mitchell, Sammy Ball, Sonny Jurgensen, Sean Taylor, and now again, long overdue, Daryl Green. So anyways, good catching up with Daryl. Let's get to my conversation. Here's Daryl Green. You know him.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Trades, free agents, quarterbacks, and all kinds of adventures await the Commanders this offseason. Looking for an adventure of your own? The Adventure Park at Sandy Spring has you covered. The country's largest ropes course and zipline park, located in Montgomery County, Maryland, is now open. Named Best Amusement Park and Climbing Destination in the DMV 2 years in a row, the Adventure Park at Sandy Spring is perfect for birthdays, corporate outings, groups, and families. With challenges anywhere from beginner to expert, there is something for all skill levels. Anytime you're thinking about reaching new heights, make sure you know before you go. The Adventure Park at Sandy Spring is the only ACCT accredited park in Maryland or Virginia. Staying on the ground, give axe throwing a try. You can throw at traditional targets or play any number of interactive games. You can even upload your own image. So there you have it, folks. Climbing, ziplining, axes, food, and bonfires right in your backyard. Reserve your adventure today at www.theadventurepark.com/kime. That's www.theadventurepark.com/kime. First of all, Daryl, always good to see you. Secondly, a long awaited process to get your number retired. What does this mean to you?
It means a ton to me. Now that it's here, I never thought about this, never dreamed about it, never asked about it, whatever, whatever. But when it was spoken to me, it like blew me away. It caught me. It touched something down on the inside of me that I didn't know was there. So now I'm very humbled by this, but this is huge. This is a big deal. And I'm grateful for that. And you know, I'm that guy that played the whole career here, you know, wasn't chasing the money and stuff. And it just kind of, in many ways, just validated, man. I made the right decision. This city, of course, you know, my wife is from here. Everything was right. I made the right decision and we lived the right way and with the right people and the right team. And I'm really excited about this for myself. And I'm excited about the future for both the team. And more importantly, in my opinion, the city, what we can begin to be again to our community. That's important to me. Always has been.
So did Josh tell you the about the honor here?
Yeah. So Josh, so I work with all of them, Josh, Mitch, Magic, everybody, Mark, everybody was involved in this. So this wasn't in a vacuum. Now, I mean, that kind of excited me too, because this wasn't somebody just threw this, hey, do that. You know, these guys were soberly involved in this. All of them were listening to their comments and back, you know, my communications with me. They really meant it. They meant it. And I was, you know, I was, that's what got me, man. Cause that isn't, you know, hasn't been my experience. It hasn't been my experience. So man, I was caught off guard. I was surprised. I was shocked. I was everything you can think of, because I had no idea. No idea.
You've obviously been honored a lot. The Hall of Fame is kind of quite an honor. But with jersey retirement, like, that's even another step. So how emotional get are you? If it's me, I got to pause. I'm probably going to get tears in my eyes, right? Do you get like that?
Yeah, I mean, that definitely, you know, in that moment, it knocked me. I mean, maybe you'll see, I think it was video, you'll probably see the reaction. But Hall of Fame, for getting drafted. Bobby Bethard, you know, went against all the grain and got me. Because trust me, he was not. He was a small audience of one, I believe, maybe two. And then that turned into 20 seasons. 3 appearances in the Super Bowl, 2 championships. I was thinking about this today. I ended up running a punt return that Champ Bailey gave me 30 days right from my 43rd birthday. I think it's still a record for old geezer, I mean, for older guy to run a ball that far. And that was 20 years later. 5 years later, first round Hall of Fame. Then Roger Goodell calls me a couple years ago and says, hey, you are one of the greatest 100 for the 100-year celebration of the league. One of the greatest players and only 7 at corner. And then my wife and my son, working with the Redskins, because it was a surprise, gave me the most incredible surprise that I can ever imagine, because that really solidifies not what I am out there, but what I am here, right, in our city, on our team, in our community. And that gets me emotional just thinking about it, because that, come on, people want to be loved. If mom and daddy don't love you, your siblings don't love you, your aunts don't love you, I mean, all the love in the world out there is just not gonna, that love supports the love that you come with when mama sent you there. I'm already loved. And so to feel that kind of deep, extraordinary love. Matter of fact, and I'll ask you, you're a media person, don't let me stop you. How many guys have their jerseys retired with the Skins Commanders?
So Sammy Baugh, Bobby Mitchell, Sean Taylor, Darryl Green.
I didn't even know that. I apologize. I didn't know that. But that's, so I think you're correct. I'm number 5, I think, if you said 4 or 5.
Did
so,
I? There's 5. Did I miss one?
I'm 5. Am I 5 or am I 6? So anyway, yeah. So, I mean, you know, but again, I think I've already hit that a lot of these things are national and recognized, and those are incredible. But man, when your own people, your own family says you are our guy, goodness, that's it.
It's here. And so you've also gotten to know Josh since he bought the team.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm assuming, was he the one who called you on this to tell you for sure?
It was all a surprise.
Okay.
So it wasn't like a call. It was, I can't let the cat out of the bag unless it's already out of the bag. Actually, I take that back, because you're right. This is going to be after the fact.
This will be after the fact, yeah. So
you better have editing on this, right?
Yeah.
If you don't, we have to do it over. So so this is after the fact. So no, it wasn't someone giving me a call. It was a surprise.
Ah, okay.
So I'll say it this way. You know, as you saw on the video, it was the most surprising thing that you could ever do. So no, it wasn't a phone call. It was I actually read my own honor. I read it. So maybe I'm not supposed to tell you that, but you can't tell anybody right now anyway.
I can't tell you. This is coming out after people know about it.
Yeah.
They're going to want to hear you.
So just so you can understand it, and maybe it may affect your questions. We went to the park. All my kids are in town. I don't even know. I don't know anything. So you're getting the real scoop. So we go in there, and I'm reading something for the draft players.
Ah, okay.
On a prop, I'm doing a PSA type, you know, bam, bam, boom. And I guess you guys will see that. I don't know.
Probably.
So anyway, it wasn't somebody gave me a call. When we finished what I was gonna do, they said, hey, we just have one. That was really good. We're done. Boom, boom, boom. You just got one with the line. And I literally read my own, and it's one of those drop the mic, you know, so it's crazy. So I don't know if I should have told you.
You should have told me.
You won't see it. Well, you won't, see it's like me.
I'm going to see it.
My wife and son went through a lot of hard stuff to keep this from me and me frustrating them, where they didn't like say, man, forget you. I'm going to tell you what's going on. Cause I'm like, what, you know, I didn't know anything. And so I was so grateful that I didn't know. I mean, if I knew, it would have been, I would have lost it. I would have lost the blessing that it was in that moment. So anyway, you pulled all this stuff out of me. You shouldn't even ask me all this stuff.
I have to, man. You know me. you know, here's the funny thing. Yeah. So Daryl, I've got to tell you, like, the first time I ever interviewed you was in, like, it was 1994. So we're out at Carlisle and I was waiting for you outside the locker room. And you were always like, you know, like, all right, man, you know, like, all right, I only got like 5 minutes. And every single time it was like a half hour later, we're still talking. So like, I know you're going to say stuff because you just are that kind of guy. Like you're really good with that. So I've always appreciated that.
I like people, man. I like the people that I'm talking to. And I don't know anybody that I thought was a bad person that I didn't want to talk to. I mean, you see, I'm relationship with you and all the guys and the girls. It's just been a, they don't have to give me any kind of awards. Man, I've already had relationships with you guys and respect for one another, people in community. That's really your greatest reward is, you know, that people believe in you and trust you and you can trust them. And that's your greatest reward. So this stuff is just icing on top of icing on top of icing on top of icing on the cake.
And you know, it's funny because even from my end, like, I enjoy catching up with you guys because it's like, you know, you get to know guys and it's a lot of fun to get, especially guys like you. You're always like one of the, like, there's a top five that you always put in there. These are the guys that have always enjoyed dealing with, who are always really good to deal with as well. Yeah. For Josh, though, you've been around Josh and we talked to you back during the season about him, but what else have you gotten to know about him as an owner and what does it mean for this franchise having
him? So Josh and his wife, they are, they're what you would wish a owner would be. They're, if I pinch them, they feel it. It hurts. They're human. They've got flesh. They're breathing. They have sensitivity. There's a human component to them. The guy's a gazillionaire, but that's not who he is. Mm. That represents what he's done and the rewards for that. I can say that he's a man. He's a dad. He's a husband. He's a friend. And I just think that to me is, that's all I need. That's all I'd ever ask for you. That's what we just talked about.
Right.
Just, you guys, you did your job. I did my job. Our jobs came together by us doing an interview together. But I saw you guys as humans, correct, as friends.
Right.
You know, so I think Josh, in the way I see him, I think that I'm glad for him and his family. I'm glad that he gets to lead this thing. I'm glad that I think he understands it. I know that it's important to him, and it's exciting. It's exciting. I'm happy for him. I'm pulling for him, but I can't leave out Mitch Rales. That's my guy. Josh haven't took me to dinner. Mitch has, so maybe, you know, Mitch put some food in the stomach. Hey man, and of course, Magic Urban Johnson.
Yeah, hard to beat
Magic Johnson. And goodness, I don't really know that well, David Blitzer, but I've been around him. But again, what about your boy Mark Irons?
Yeah,
Mark Adams. I mean, come on, man. These guys, these are our guys. It's kind of, we almost can talk the same way,
right?
You know, like we're talking. So, I mean, I'm not this big time guy. I'm just a guy down the street. But I appreciate these guys because they're big time. But they can come down and sit down with me and you, and chop it up, as we say.
Have you met Dan Quinn?
Dan Quinn, oh my gosh. Was it Adam Peters? Peters. Got to meet both of them for the first time, but I'd interacted with Dan Quinn through text over the last 2-3 months.
Oh.
I just sent him a text just saying, hey, welcome on board, boom, 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 boom. Immediate response. I was like, whoa. I looked at my phone like, whoa. So those guys, I don't know them that well, but I did make calls on Quinn, and you know, I'm an older guy. I got friends, and Quinn did the same thing that But here's the deal. I heard zero. It was 100% positive. If I asked 100 people, it wasn't 99-1. It was 100-0 that people thought well of him, whether it was a coach, whether it was a player, whoever it was, the guy got 100 mark. Don't know Adam that well, but just his demeanor, his way. Man, I tell you, I believe the good people, man, it makes a difference. I think that Joe Gibbs was a good man. Joe Gibbs had to know his X's and O's or he got his butt out of here. But Joe Gibbs, X's and O's or not, I think he was good people. Yeah. I think Pettibone was good people. I think Bethard was good people. I think that that component, sometimes people don't respect that. But man, I'd rather work with a good man and a good woman who has knowledge and skills and talent than a good guy who's incredibly talented, but a jerk.
I'm sorry. Two more questions. I know you got other stuff to do. Beyond, believe it or not, I'm not the most important guy, I'm sure, in this whole situation. So I understand.
Hey, you're the first batter.
I always like hitting leadoff. So two things. One, you're there for the draft. What does it mean to you to be part of this and doing the pick?
This is really special. This is special because it's the new era. It's a new era. There's incredible anticipation in the air. It's thick. I think it's legit. It's sincere. It's sober. I think this anticipation is not irresponsible participation. It's not unwarranted. I'm excited about this, and I get to do it. I get to be one of them, at least whoever it is. I don't know, but I get to pick a kid, and hopefully, right now I'm one for one. I picked Terry.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. So they probably, I'll probably charge them though. I'm not gonna just pick every time. They're gonna have to pay me. But I mean, hey, I might go two for two. Take this back. I'm gonna go two for two.
I forgot about the Terry pick. Last thing, I don't know have you watched any of these quarterbacks at all that they're choosing among? Have you watched any of them? Do you like any of them?
Unfortunately, I can't tell you that. Okay. I know much about them. I mean, I don't know enough to go and say something about a kid that I don't know about.
Yeah. And that's fair. So, well, listen, man, congrats on this. Like I said, to me, it's long overdue, and I'm glad that they're doing this for you. And I know very few guys have had the impact you've had. I mean, what you did as a corner is remarkable. So pretty cool capper to all this. I don't know. What else do you have left with this? Like, can they name a stadium after you?
No, they can make me part owner. Ask them to make me part owner. I'll be the first guy to ever. That's another story.
All right, that's another. If that happens, we'll have you back on.
Hey, trust me, I'll call you.
All right, D. Congrats and I appreciate it, man. John. This is awesome.
All right, John. You know, you got me. You can catch me anytime. And Joel is kind of doing some of my quarterbacking and look like I'm going to be with the Commanders. I mean, and relationally. Right. And so you'll be able to find me easily now.
I'll see you out there, man. Thanks a lot, D.
Take care. Bye, John.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
That's it for this episode. Thanks to Daryl for joining me, and thank you, as always, for tuning in. I'll be back later tonight with a wrap-up of the second overall pick. Talk to you then.